Our English language really doesn't quite catch it, at least the parallel and the influence of two words. You know them both so well, but you've maybe never made the connection. That the name Yeshua, Jesus, was given through the angel to his mother Mary before he was born. You shall call him Jesus because he will save you from your sins. He will save his people. And Hosanna? Well, it comes from the exact same verb. In the Hebrew, it's Hoshiana. And it means he who saves. It means praise God for the one who saves. And so it's actually the concept before us today, save us now. The concept of three words that actually express in the one word in Hebrew, Hoshiana, they express exactly what we need to know about the King and His kingdom. We're going to talk about that today, the King and His kingdom. It is a cry out to the King. We can almost pinpoint the day because this is locked in history, 30 AD, as Jesus would take his disciples and go to Bethany up the hill about 3 miles outside of Jerusalem. And there he would begin the ride in. It was not that long of a journey, but you can just imagine with the crowds jostling and the excitement. We've all been there. It can take an awful long time to get from one place to another through a crowd. Just go to Cedarburg during a festival of strawberry days and you'll know what I mean. Just, it's so much excitement. What a big day. All the disciples were in hearty spirits. You might say they were really uplifted. Ironically, it was in the city, or what is known as the House of Peace, Jerusalem. Do you hear the Shalom in there? Salem. The House of Peace, which would be shaking with violence before the end of the week. Ironically, meaning this is something that is actually quite polarized, just like often in our politics in America, there were those who were lifting up the name of Jesus, the Son of David, and those who wanted him torn down and buried in the ground. You know, they were plotting behind the scenes to take this prophet from Nazareth and remove him from the public eye, torture him, put him in captivity, and get rid of him. Sometimes as we come to Palm Sunday, we don't see how the crowds would miss it. That all of this was going to come at the end of the road. The end of the road on Palm Sunday is not the tiredness of a wonderful patriotic celebration, let's go home. It was death and darkness. It was destruction. And the words that they sang come directly from a psalm right in the middle of the Bible, by the way, Psalm 118, happens to be a Passover psalm, one of the hallels that would be sung at the time. And in the middle of this psalm, it says, O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God. Is that what the crowd thought? Or were they a lot like today's Christianity, that they would have gone along with the popular sway? Sad reality was that most of those who lifted up their voice to sing Hosanna to the Son of David were really crying out only with their voices. They're crying at the King, not to the King. Is it really that different, even in some of our lives, or at different times, for all of us? That we kind of miss what's really happening in the bigger world, even in our own lives. We really aren't aware of how the enemy has crept in nearby, and we are very close to being bit by temptation, attacked. That's what we've been talking about on the Sundays in Lent. Learn your enemy. Learn about yourself. Learn how not to be lured by lies. And if we were aware of those things, would we understand this statement? Americans today are so used to kind of structuring their own life that they, in their apps, get to set up their own avatar. You know what I mean? Some of the older people might not realize that in most games, you can make your person however you are. You get to make yourself whatever you want. And in essence, that's the way of faith today. I get to define my faith. I get to pick and choose. I get to be the one who says, I like this, I don't like this. But in actuality, that would be the voice of the crowd. By God's grace, we understand that faith needs an object, and that object is indeed Christ. It is only by God's grace that anyone can focus on Him, because there's so much distraction, just as in Jerusalem. And the crowd gets caught up in the celebration, the palms. Didn't the kids sing nice today? Wasn't it a wonderful service? And not even see Jesus, the object of our faith. It isn't that hard to lose track and let ours become the crowd faith. But that's not why we come on Good Friday, so that we can see the candles and be moved by a tremor. Oh, that was so beautiful. To hear the songs. Thank you, Grateful Hearts, for your singing. But it is not about you. And when we get to Easter, after standing at the foot of the cross, we're not just here because you should go to church once in a while, because there's an Easter breakfast. When else do they invite you to church to eat? But rather, because the tomb is empty. Because He has broken through the crowd faith and He has destroyed our enemy, death, forever. The Scriptures declares why He is blessed. Let us not forget that in the Gospels it says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. For to cry Hosanna to the King means save us now. There is no other way. We said it earlier in this service, salvation can come from no one else. We come to Him spiritually poor, naked, blind. But what a week it is. What a week it is to call out to the Lord, and He answers from His holy mountain. In Jerusalem, the holy mountain was where the Ark of the Covenant would always stand. It was the temple. It was that which surrounded God. And then, when Jesus came, the holy mountain was transferred over to where the Lamb of God was lifted up on the cross. It became Calvary. We will often call it Mount Calvary. In Psalm 28, also often used at the Passover celebration, praise be to the Lord, for He has heard my cry for mercy. During the Sundays of Lent, we've been trying to understand how the enemy gets us. Repeatedly, so that it doesn't happen as often, but that we never lose track of what he's after. First of all, we learned that Satan is a very real being, a tempter, an accuser, our enemy. Then we learned that he strikes at opportune times, in the right places and right ways to match to our weaknesses. He is very effective, and we are very vulnerable. But then we learn, and this is what Holy Week will bring to us, that Jesus is the victor. He has already won. That your identity is now wrapped up in Christ, in relationship with Him. Escape is not only possible, but it's predictable. You, as along with Him, have won already, even though it doesn't feel like it always. And when you bite the hook, You know what it is. It's catch and release, isn't it? You need to repent. You need to ask Him for mercy and go back to the journey of the cross. Jesus came to swim among us and to offer us a new way beyond the temptation and to help us fill in all of the failures. And then there is a new day. Because it's also the motto for His kingdom. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord is the kind of the connection between Psalm 18 and this Luke passage that we are now able to shout Hosanna. You know what a motto is, don't you? E pluribus unum. Do you remember what that means? Out of the many, one. America's motto. That it's a mixing pot. That you can bring many people in. I guess that's a big debate even today, isn't it? But the motto of the kingdom is Hosanna to the Son of David. It's a fitting motto, save us now. Save us now. This is the goal, is that we would, even when we're caught, there is a release from sin. Even when we have ruined things, God can forgive and restore. You see, the crowd didn't understand that Sunday. They lifted up voices, they repeated the scripture, and yet they had only the traditions and the customs and the external, and that actually is what often happens today. Did you know that the modern Jews are still looking for a Messiah? And every year when they celebrate Passover, they will say to each other as they leave, next year in Jerusalem. Why? Because they never saw that Jesus came. But we have. Blessed is the coming of the kingdom of our father David, says Mark 11. And Jesus then will tell us, my kingdom is from another world. So while others are looking all around for the perfect politician, the perfect economy, the perfect life for happiness, what are we looking for? An answer to the question, can you save us? And it is declared with one word in Hebrew and three in our language. Hosanna. Save us now. It's the motto of the kingdom. And in Revelation 7 where it says, He is the one who will take away our tears. He will help us no matter what our loss is. It says, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. That's what the King is all about. And that's what His kingdom is for. The motto is that it comes to lift our eyes above just this life to a better life, a bigger life, a real life that all of us need and want. Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen.